the wagon would come along and they'd put these sheaves up on there and haul it to the one spot. See, this, the combine now goes all over the field, but this hay thrasher with the steam engine that pulled it would be set in one spot, and the wagons would have to haul the wheat there and put in this thrasher, and it would separate the wheat, and there had to be a bagger there that would catch the wheat and, you know, in the bags, and sew up the top, and then the straw would be blown out of a big pipe of a thing, and we had what we call the straw stack.
Oh,
of course, I remember more about the fun in the straw stack than I do the work in the field. Oh, I'm scared to death of that steam engine.
In many of the areas, they still show those engines. Do they? Mm-hmm. Around
we have one at the O'Brien County Fairgrounds.
They start the thing during the fair and let it run out there.
I don't know whatever happened to my dad's old steam engine and the old wheat thrasher.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened to it.
How big was the stack?
They'd be huge stacks.
Yeah,
straw stacks.
And thrash a great big field. It'd just be a straw, great big straw stack.
Yeah, would the straw stack stay there then?
Well, now people used them, you know, to make straw beds, and what else did we use them for? It didn't have much of use. The cattle didn't eat it, did they?
Back then it didn't. Of course, they bale it now and feed it to cattle.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering whether, did you ever hear of anybody put posts up, like a slant, kind of a slanted post roof, and then cover that straw?
No, I never did.
Sort of called a hay rick?
We used to stack hay in the field, set a pole on the ground and start in at the bottom, way around, and keep it going up, and finally just get it.
Oh, I know what you mean now.
Mm-hmm.
This putting this pole down and stacking this hay all around. Yes, we did that.
Now, what was that? Is that a...
That was called a haystack.
And the straw stack was just built up and the animals didn't stay around it, or...
I just
can't remember what happened to that, the straw stack.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I've stacked a lot of hay myself. We used to stack, my daddy used to stack all, we didn't have a bale, we'd stack all of our hay in the field.
Something had to happen to it, because every year we'd have a new straw stack.
I seem to remember animals. Of course, this was in Ohio, where it's probably colder than it does here, but the animals
I can remember that too.
And they would work around the ground. Until they'd have a kind of shelter.
Yeah, they'd start at the bottom, and maybe this other wouldn't slide down the pole. I've seen them right out here. We'd have a regular shed from
Well, then I'd go on about the buildings. We had what we called the gear room. It was a little building off out from the barn, a little piece, where the harness was kept. And then we had what was called the wagon shed. Put the wagon under there. And then we had what was called the cow shed. That's where we brought the cows in to milk them.
There where you milked them?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever milk them outside?
Mm-hmm.
And what was that called?
Well, we just milked them out in the open. They were gentle. We didn't have to hem them up anywhere.
The cow...
Cow lot.
Cow lot. Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear that called a milk gap or milk lot?
I've heard it called the cow gap. Something about the gap. Go let the cow gap down or something.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Well, then that sounds like more like a gate, doesn't it?
Uh-huh. I think it was used more as a gate.
Rather than actually the lot.
Uh-huh.
I see. And where did you keep the corn?
In the corn crib. That was part of the barn.
And the the wheat, when it was the grain?